What great joy is mine today. Praise the Lord for all the radical changes that he's implementing in my life and in yours. Thank him for what he's doing this year during the year of hope, the Jubilee year of hope. I also know there's a lot of graces coming to us independent of what we just experienced through the Jubilee year of hope, with all those people praying and the Pope praying and asking God to help us in this year of high stakes, as I like to call it. But on this Christmas octave, let us with joy celebrate the third day of our Christmas celebration. And today the church points the feast of St. John, apostle and evangelist. So the one who wrote the Gospel of John, the one who is the author and the source for the Gospel of John and for the epistles of John, and many traditionally it believed also for the book of Revelation. St. John, apostle and evangelist, are his liturgical titles. Invitatory, let's begin with the invitatory. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles, is our special antiphon for St. John's feast, on this which is always on this beautiful octave. It's always within the Christmas octave. What a privilege that is. The Lord's is the earth in its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas. On the waters he made it firm. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant, the Lord, the valiant in war. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Who is he, the King of Glory? He, the Lord of Armies, he is the King of Glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Now we have this special hymn, and we can take our hymn either from morning prayer or the office of readings. Let's see which breviary hymn is better. Let's scan and see. I actually like the office of readings hymn a little bit better. Chaste, holy guardian of the Virgin Mother, honored as herald of the Word Eternal, help us your servants, wipe away our failings, John blessed and faithful. River cascading from the eternal fountain, running through parched earth to refresh the thirsty. You draw from fullness all the streams you offer, heart from heart drinking. John, light and honor for the earth and heaven, gain for us mercy, pardon for our failures. Grant us to fathom Christ's exalted mystery, which you have taught us. Seeing the true word hidden in the Father, faith, grace, and favor through the word, through the earth extending. Lead us, kind teacher, to enjoy ever better beauty eternal. Glory forever be to Christ the Most High, born of the Virgin, Son of Holy Mary, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit reigns through the ages. Amen. And our antiphon for the beginning of this beautiful prayer from the Office of Readings, we're going to combine Office of Readings and Morning Prayer again, is John gave testimony to the Word of God. He gave witness to Jesus Christ, whom he had seen. Psalm 19a, the heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the uttermost bounds of the earth. There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. John gave testimony to the word of God. He gave witness to Jesus Christ, whom he had seen. This is the disciple whom Jesus loved, is Antiphon 2. Hear my voice. This is Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, as I complain. Guard my life from dread of the foe. Hide me from the band of the wicked, from the throng of those who do evil. This is the disciple whom Jesus loved. They sharpen their tongues like swords. They aim bitter words like arrows to shoot at the innocent from ambush, shooting suddenly and recklessly. This is the disciple whom Jesus loved. They scheme their evil course. They conspire to lay secret snares. They say, "Who will see us? Who can search out our crimes?" This is the disciple whom Jesus loved. He will search who searches the mind and knows the depths of the heart. God has shot them with his arrow and dealt them sudden wounds. Their own tongue has brought them to ruin, and all who see them mock. This is the disciple whom Jesus loved. Then all men will fear. They will tell what God has done. They will understand God's deeds. The just will rejoice in the Lord and fly to him for refuge. All the upright hearts will glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. This is the disciple whom Jesus loved. Antiphon 3. At the Last Supper, John reclined close to the Lord. Blessed that apostle to whom the mysteries of heaven were revealed. Psalm 99. The Lord is king, the peoples tremble. He is throned on the cherubim, the earth quakes. The Lord is great in Zion. He is supreme over all the peoples. Let them praise his name, so terrible and great. He is holy, full of power. You are a king who loves what is right. You have established equity, justice, and right. You have established them in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before Zion, his footstool. He, the Lord, is holy. Among his priests were Aaron and Moses. Among those who invoked his name was Samuel. They invoked the Lord, and he answered. To them he spoke in the pillar of cloud. They did his will. They kept the law, which he, the Lord, had given. O Lord, our God, you answered them. For them you were a God who forgives. Yet you punished all their offenses. Exalt the Lord, our God. Bow down before his holy mountain. For the Lord, our God, is holy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. At the Last Supper, John reclined close to the Lord. Blessed that apostle to whom the mysteries of heaven were revealed. How beautiful those prayers and antiphons are. Glory to you, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. They proclaimed the Lord's praises, told of his power to save, and the wonders he had worked is the verse introducing our lesson. So let us be attentive to God's words and God's voice as we read from the first letter of the Apostle John, chapter 1, verses 1 through chapter 2, verse 3, the word of life and light of God. This is what we proclaim to you, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon, and our hands have touched. We speak of the word of life. This life became visible. We have seen and bear witness to it, We proclaim to you the eternal life that was present to the Father and has become visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim in turn to you, so that you may share life with us. Our fellowship, this fellowship of ours, is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Indeed, our purpose in writing you this is that our joy may be complete. Here then is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light. In him there is no darkness. If we say we have fellowship with him while continuing to walk in darkness, we are liars and do not act in truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of his Son, Jesus, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we are free from the guilt of sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not to be found in us. But if we acknowledge our sins, he who is just can be trusted to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from every wrong. If we say we have never sinned, we make him a liar, and his word finds no place in us. My little ones, I am writing this to keep you from sin. But if anyone should sin, we have in the presence of the Father, Jesus Christ, an intercessor who is just. He is an offering for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. The way we can be sure of our knowledge of him, or the way that we can be sure that we know him, is to keep his commandments. Responsory prayer. We proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has been revealed to us. We write of this that you may rejoice, and that your joy may be full. These things have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you may have life in his name, and that your joy may be full. And we're going to have a beautiful explanation that touches on all these things very directly from our second reading from the tradition of the church. This one is from the Tractatus on the first letter of John by St. Augustine, Bishop. Life itself was revealed in the flesh. Our message is the word of life. We announce what existed from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our own eyes, and what we have touched with our own hands. Who could touch the word with his hands unless the word was made flesh and lived among us? Now this word, whose flesh was so real that he could be touched by human hands, began to be flesh in the Virgin Mary's womb. But he did not begin to exist at that moment. We know this from what John says, what existed from the beginning. Notice how John's letter bears witness to his gospel, which you just heard a moment ago. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Someone might interpret the phrase, the Word of Life, to mean a word about Christ, rather than Christ's body itself, which was touched by human hands. But consider what comes next. And the word itself was revealed. Christ, therefore, is himself the word of life. And how was this life revealed? It existed from the beginning, but was not revealed to men, only to angels, who looked upon it and feasted upon it as their own spiritual bread. But what does Scripture say? Mankind ate the bread of angels. Life itself was therefore revealed in the flesh. In this way, what was visible to the heart alone could become visible also to the eye, and so heal men's hearts. For the word is visible to the heart alone, while flesh is visible to bodily eyes as well. We already possessed the means to see the flesh, but we had no means of seeing the word. The word was made flesh so that we could see it, to heal the part of us by which we could see the word. John continues, and we are witnesses, and we proclaim to you that eternal life which was with the Father and has been revealed among us. One might say more simply, revealed to us. We proclaim to you what we have heard and seen. Make sure that you grasp the meaning of these words. The disciples saw our Lord in the flesh, face to face. They heard the words he spoke, and in turn they proclaimed the message to us. So also we have heard, although we have not seen. Are we then less favored than those who both saw and heard? If that were so, why should John add, so that you too may have fellowship with us? They saw, and we have not seen, yet we have fellowship with them, because we and they share the same faith, and our fellowship is with God the Father and Jesus Christ his Son. And we write this to you to make our joy complete, complete in that fellowship, in that love, and in that unity. Responsory prayer. At the Last Supper, John reclined close to the Lord. Blessed that apostle to whom the mysteries of heaven were revealed. He drank from the streams of living water which flowed from the heart of the Lord. Blessed that apostle to whom the mysteries of heaven were revealed. What a beautiful responsory prayer. What a powerful explanation of that reading. Now, normally we would have the Te Deum because we're still celebrating the great celebration of Christmas Day. For another 7 days after Christmas Day, we continue to extend the celebration of Christmas Day. But since I'm taking the opportunity to combine this with morning prayer, we can go straight to some more beautiful prayers from morning prayer. John, the apostle and evangelist, a virgin chosen by the Lord, was loved by the Lord above the others. Psalm 63. Whoever has left the darkness of sin yearns for God. O God, you are my God. For you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. John, the apostle and evangelist, a virgin chosen by the Lord, was loved by the Lord above the others. And now we have a canticle from the book of Daniel that's also considered one of the premium ones, one of the most celebratory ones. To the Virgin John, Christ, dying on the cross, entrusted his Virgin Mother. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you armies of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. To the Virgin John, Christ, dying on the cross, entrusted his Virgin Mother. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. To the Virgin John, Christ, dying on the cross, entrusted his Virgin Mother. Let the earth bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. To the Virgin John, Christ, dying on the cross, entrusted his Virgin Mother. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all, forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever. To the Virgin John, Christ, dying on the cross, entrusted his Virgin Mother. The disciple whom Jesus loved cried out, "It is the Lord! Alleluia!" Psalm 149. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. The disciple whom Jesus loved cried out, "It is the Lord! Alleluia!" For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The disciple whom Jesus loved cried out, "It is the Lord." Alleluia. Now we have a very short reading. Acts chapter 4. Peter and John answered, "Judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight for us to obey you rather than God. Surely we cannot help speaking of what we have heard and seen." Responsory prayer. You have made them rulers over all the earth. You have made them rulers over all the earth. They will always remember your name, O Lord, over all the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You have made them rulers over all the earth. Canticle of Zechariah. The Word was made flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Word was made flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. Intercessions. My brothers, we build on the foundation of the apostles. Let us pray to our Almighty Father for his holy people and say, "Be mindful of your church, O Lord." Father, you wanted your Son to be seen first by the apostles after the resurrection from the dead. We ask you to make us his witnesses to the furthest corners of the world. You sent your Son to preach the good news to the poor. Help us to preach this gospel to every creature. You sent your Son to sow the seed of unending life. Grant that we who work at sowing the seed may share the joy of the harvest. You sent your Son to reconcile all men to you through his blood. Help us all to work toward achieving this reconciliation. And on this feast of St. John, let us pray for all of our own ways in which we, like the beloved disciple, can recline against the intimate breast of Christ and experience true contemplation. Let us also offer this office for all of our seminarians and religious, preparing to be religious, and also all of those preparing for missionary evangelism and consecrated work in various different ways. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. All right, so that was it. Well, rather, God our Father, you have revealed the mysteries of your word through John the Apostle. By prayer and reflection, may we come to understand the wisdom he taught. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. All right, for real. That was the end. That was combined office of readings and morning prayer. I don't usually, but I wanted to do a little bit of extra time with the office book to show the beautiful prayers and to spend time over this Christmas holiday. Not going to give a catechesis today. Have a beautiful rest of your day.